This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Angelica Rodriguez, ANGELICARODRIGUEZ, date of birth 04/20/1984, date of appointment October 13, 2022, requesting physician Jennifer Melling, JennifermMelling. Dear Jennifer Melling, I have the pleasure of seeing Angelica Rodriguez today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's a 38-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who was admitted to the hospital on 8/20/2022. On August 2022, because of the numbness in the hand and feet, patient has a history of ANA positive and thyroidectomy. She was having diarrhea for the last 3 weeks and her left arm and left leg became numb. She was also having left foot drop. Right side is numb, but that is up to the right knee, and right hand is numb also. In the hospital, she was started on prednisone. She did not have any weakness, did not have any pain. No neck pain, no backache. From the hospital, she went home and she is here for follow-up today. Her left foot is getting better. Weakness is not bad. Taking still prednisone. Having burning sensation. Taking gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily. She was seen by the rheumatologist. Past medical history. Asthma, thyroid cancer. ANA positive, left foot drop, numbness, history of tachycardia, GERD, anemia. Past surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, thyroidectomy, family history, mother with hypertension, father with colon cancer and hypertension, one brother with asthma, social history, former smoker, does not smoke anymore, does not drink alcohol. Married with, live with the husband, having one kid. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times daily, levothyroxine, prednisone, famotidine, ventolin, ferrous sulfate, ascorbic acid. Albuterol. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, anxiety, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure. 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft wall sound present. Next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased vibration and pinprick in the left foot. Gait, when she walk with the left foot drop, assessment and plan, 38-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, peripheral neuropathy. Number two, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number three, left common peroneal nerve lesion leading to foot drop. Number four, numbness. Next paragraph. Patient has neuropathy and left foot drop. Right-sided carpal tunnel syndrome is also a possibility. Neuropathy can be due to hypothyroidism and ANA positive. He is seeing the rheumatologist. And blood work done also by the neurologist. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.